weren't prepared for it that time.
Could you talk about how Tony sort of controlled that first quarter?
Yeah, he's great. That's what he's been doing all season for us. Around that point guard position, making the right passes and right plays, and finishing when he has to. And he was great tonight at that. We did a great job as a team moving the ball, getting it to wide open shooters, and obviously we shot the ball really well.
Is he the fastest healer in the NBA?
I think he's a faker, honestly. I don't think he wanted to go on that trip, and he wanted to. Somebody to beg him to come back. Oh, Tony, we miss you. So I did it, and then he came back.
Tim, what do you take away from being a team of that caliber by 30 points?
One game, one night. We played well tonight. We outplayed them, obviously, and we shot the ball extremely well. A great win for us. We've been kind of going up and down over the last week or 2 weeks, and good to play a solid 48-minute game.
What's important now with the Lakers coming in put this one behind?
Yeah, sustain. This one means a lot less if we go out here and tank the next one. So we'll be prepared, we'll be focused, and these are great games for us. Great games to come in here and get everybody on the same page and get everybody in a playoff atmosphere and start getting some of that experience in our pockets.
At this point in the season, you like playing the best games in the league?
Yeah, we do. It's great preparation, and it's time to really focus in. And not that you're not focused every night. It's just better when the best teams come in here, and you can really lock in and see what we have.
This is a team that hasn't often talked about seeding, but now that you're here, how important is holding on to that?
Well, we're here. We're here. We've gotten this far, and obviously it's very important. We want to keep that home court throughout, and obviously it's every advantage we can get. We want to take. Thank you.